man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
All right. Stole that.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Yeah.
Maybe not so well. Maybe not
Yeah.
so well.
Yeah. What's the date today? November 5th,
Yeah, well, it's no,
24.
November 6th.
Six. This could be a day that goes down in infamy, man. I'm worried. I'm a little worried.
Well, they refer to that in a very extremely difficult moment in U.S. history. As we know, that was referred to from the bombing of Pearl Harbor. It's a day that will live in infamy. And then today, another one on the topic of many people's conversations this morning, whether at the breakfast table or around the water cooler, Donald Trump has won the presidency once again.
Only the second time it's happened that a president has won twice non-sequential. The first one was Grover Cleveland. Except Grover Cleveland didn't have nuclear missiles. So
Didn't have
I'm
nuclear
not sure I was as
missiles.
worried about that. I'm looking out the window. No missiles by yet. So far, so good.
Skynet hasn't launched, which we'll touch on later, but
Oh my.
yeah, we had a little talk before it. I mean, it was a coin toss. I think everyone can admit it was down to the wire. Kamala Harris, his opponent, who came on in the late stages, obviously, and replaced Joe Biden, which didn't. I don't think it boded well for her in that. But
No, it was almost an impossible task. How much money she raised and how many votes she got was actually to be commended. I mean, in that short a period of time, it's
100%.
unbelievable. And the Democrats, unfortunately, I think Joe Biden might have had a shot at Donald Trump. The only thing that went against Joe Biden was his age, and not his fault. It wasn't what he did, it wasn't his policies. He just got old.
Tons of bad press and really bad communication skills over the time that he did
Yeah, he went
serve in
downhill
term.
fast. I mean, we've all seen our grandparents or parents go downhill fast. It's an awful thing. I've dealt with lots of Alzheimer's. I've seen it come and go, seen it kill people. But when it's the leader of the free world, it's scary. It's
It's
scary.
not great. No, it's
It's
not
not
great.
his fault. It's not his fault. Ronald Reagan got Alzheimer's too, eventually. You know, like even at the end of his term, he was starting to show signs of it. So it's just
Absolutely.
human beings.
Absolutely.
We can't.
I'll preface this by saying I am not a very political individual. I do not look at all the details. I kind of do a flyby overview. And by no means, we're going to talk about our opinion on this, but I'm not an expert. But I think what I do in my life is I look at the character of the person, and I think you can determine from sort of information that you have whether a person is inherently good or inherently bad. And at the end of the day, I think Donald Trump is inherently bad and quite evil and misogynistic. There's a lot of writing on the wall, whether it's sexual misconduct charges, whether it's
Well,
fraud, whether, I mean,
what they, storming the Capitol, the people that died that day, the lies about the election, his ego. I mean, what he did to the country the last 4 years and to the world, all because of his ego. He lost the last election. He knew it, but he just would not admit it because he's a baby. It's like playing Monopoly with somebody that won't say they lost. And we all know people like that. You and I particularly.
interested. Yeah, let's
I
not
won't
bring that
mention
up.
his name.
No, let's not bring that up.
If he's listening, he knows who he is.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit before. I think we both feel that
I'm nervous. I really am.
I'm
I got a
nervous
bad
too.
feeling in my stomach. I'm not kidding. I woke up this morning. I had a plan for my day. I don't know if I can implement it because I feel like I've been punched in the stomach. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared for my children. I'm scared for a lot of things.
I'm sure half of the USA feels that way. I'm sure that people around the world are very concerned. I think that again, just talking about people's morality. I think sometimes sometimes it's you separate the ability to lead or even like business acumen and I think a lot I think a lot of people would look at Donald Trump and say he's been a successful businessman. He knows the economy. He had, he's got the connections. He has all these things that would perhaps lead people out of a very difficult financial time. And I think that that's a collective around the world these days, over the last number of years, whether it's been loss of jobs. Basically, due to Chinese manufacturing, there are all kinds of different factors. But there's a certain desperation in middle and lower class, rising food costs, healthcare costs, inflation,
Shrink.
and sorry,
Well, shrinkflation is,
yeah.
we talk about it. It's bad enough that food costs so much, but they've raised the prices and lowered the size of the package. Like, do you have to do both? Can't you just at least choose one? You know, it's ridiculous.
And I again had a conversation this morning with a friend who's a female who really felt that there was a hope that Kamala would win and represent women that are certainly concerned about who Donald Trump is, how he leads, gets into a side conversation. We talked a little bit before about patriarchy and matriarchy, men leading men, boys club stuff, like, it ch change is scary. There's no doubt.
Minority rights right now have taken a step. Like, they must be all scared to death. I think they should be. Not only now does Trump, it's not like last time he was in power. This time he has control of the Senate. He has control of the Supreme Court. They have 6-3 judges. He's got nothing stopping him from doing whatever he wants to do. And he's already, I'm not making up these words. He said he's going to deport 20 million people. No. That's almost an impossibility, the amount of manpower it would take to do that. But even if he gets to the tenth of what he wants to get done, I mean, the people that are going to get hurt, the innocent people, families that are going to get disrupted, and these people that voted for him that think that he's going to help them with their struggles, I think they're desperately mistaken. I think Trump cares about his pockets. I think he cares about his rich friends' pockets. He's already basically said he wants to be a dictator. He has leanings towards Hitler and Russians and China, and he said things like he want to have a parade of missiles down in front of the White House, just like they do in North Korea. He said he wanted to have a purge day where people can commit any crime they want just for one day and just to get away with it, just to clean things up. He said he's gonna have one day where he's going to be a dictator and punish everyone that spoke against him, like comedians like Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Jon Stewart and these people. I mean, if you start taking away the press and free speech, it took hundreds of millions of people and hundreds of years to create probably the greatest continent on the planet. Not perfect by any means, but the greatest, in my opinion. Like, freedom and free, it's
First
getting
country,
better and successful, and we have a pretty good quality of life. And we're going to give it to a man that is on a power trip that doesn't care about any of that stuff.
Do you think just questioning, just be playing devil's advocate a little bit? Do you feel like the majority of the information that you just mentioned, like it was, not fake news, like it was legitimate, like
I
again, I.
personally saw him say this, so it's not fake that he said it.
Wow.
It might be
Yeah.
fake that he does it. Like my
Sure.
son tries to say, listen, he likes to be shock and awe. He doesn't even pay attention to what he says half the time.
Right.
I mean, he was going to build a wall last time. He didn't.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I really feel this time is different because of the power structure. He's really got things in place. And he said a couple days ago he's going to put Robert is it Kennedy Robert Kennedy Jr. He's going to put him in charge of all the health care and the FDA and all that stuff. It's worrisome. It's worrisome. And he's going to put Herschel Walker in charge of things. Herschel Walker can't say a sentence. Like, he's not mentally fit to do anything. I'm sorry.
Right.
And he, I feel so bad for when I say, minorities, I'm talking about gay people, trans people,
Yeah.
women, period,
Yeah.
anybody of a different skin color, different voice, different accent. I mean, oh, I don't, I'm almost, it's almost too much to comprehend, Chris. It's
Well,
almost
we
too much.
talked about, yeah, we talked about the sexual allegations, the groping, the rape. There's been discussion around him walking into pageants, where there were, young girls barely clothed.
He says inappropriate things about his own daughter.
I mean, again, I think the question I ask myself is, how do you put those things aside? How do you say, okay, well, he did that? I mean, again, of course, there's always allegation versus, truth. So, but the felony indictments, he was guilty. There was
34 of
no,
them.
and now he has possibly an opportunity to pardon himself. Who knows how that'll all play out. I think, yeah, how do you put all those things aside and go, okay, but he's good at business, so that's okay. Like, how do you rationalize
I was a
looking at
man,
an
Gary
individual
Hart.
and taking this moral stand and going, I can't vote for that person. I can't support a human being like that. Why don't, I mean,
He should.
I mean, I guess that, for a lot of people, maybe it's that Kamala, she also wasn't the right. So it's kind of, I mean, and it has been and is often in politics. It's kind of, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. You don't, there's things that you don't like about this candidate, there's things that you don't like about this candidate. And at the end of the day, you have to kind of prioritize which one, you think will do the best job. And I can think of lots of examples of political leaders, certainly that we've had in Canada, that you were like, I don't really like the guy, but he seems like he'll do a good job. Jean Chrétien, for example, was like not he was not a likable person in any way, but he did a good job. He certainly turned the economy around. Brian Mulroney, likable, terrible job. Pierre Trudeau, likable, terrible job. Justin Trudeau, likable, terrible job. So this is like it's kind of like.
But in Canada, we for years have never had a. I can't remember the last time we had somebody that we really thought was the right person. We're always choosing the lesser of two evils. It's been like that
Yeah,
for a long time.
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But I think in this last election in the States that just happened, I don't care. Kamala is not evil anyway. I mean, I don't think you can overlook all the things that Donald Trump did, but they obviously have. And I've been saying to my wife for months now, because she can't understand it. Why would people vote for him? I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. It's racism. I'm telling you, he has Nazi rhetoric. He's racist, and there's a lot of racism that bubbles underneath the surface. Some of it does, some of it bubbles over in the States, but there's a lot of racism down there, and they like that part of him. That's what they're all voting for, and they're not going to vote for. I think they'd have a hard time voting for a woman. which is not right.
Yeah.
That's not how I feel, but I think they do. And then to have a woman that's half black and half Asian, Indian,
Indian, yeah.
I
Yeah.
don't. I'm sorry if that's the wrong term. I don't think it is. I think someone from India
This
is an
is
Indian.
Asian American. Asian
Yeah.
American. Yeah.
That's just my ignorance if I don't know the right term. But I just don't think. Plus, she had to do it in 2 months. Like, I mean, like she just came in and tried to win an election. It was just the worst possible combination of circumstances to for that election to be run. It really was. It really
Yeah,
was.
and yeah, heroic battle for sure.
But this man, a couple of weeks ago, was standing on stage on a national television show screaming that they're eating dogs. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets. And we're looking, what? What are you talking about? And the moderator was saying, no. He said, there's no proof of that. We've talked to the town. It's not happening. It's not happening. And he just keeps screaming it. And this man is now in charge of the free world. There's something
It's
going
scary.
wrong. I hope that I have a blind faith in humanity. And I like to think that maybe this is all just stuff he's a lot. I don't mean all of it, but I hope that a lot of this stuff goes away and he actually does care about his country and maybe he will settle down and try to make things better. And maybe some of the hate won't go through and maybe someone will get through to him. But I don't know, Chris.
I don't either. It's a concerning time. I think it will be a country that's quite divided. I don't know what the repercussions that will be in the days, weeks to come. I'm sure there are a lot of people that, as you said, were very hopeful for something different. And just not, not too. Americans are proud people. They are. I always loved that about living in the U.S. When I came to Canada, I love Canada, but we're a little more kind of passive. We're not kind of rah rah rah.
They're very patriotic.
Very patriotic, and I think that's a wonderful thing. But I think when you again, I'm going because I'm not a very political person. When I look at the individual and I look at who he is, who he represents, what he's done, and it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't like I don't I just wouldn't want that person here
Excuse
personally. Again, this is personal, leading my country. Just I don't I you
don't
know
understand.
it's you know
I don't
so.
understand it. I also know that down there, the problem is Fox News. There's people that only watch Fox News. That's the only source of news they get. And they believe it's news because it's called Fox News. It's not called Fox Entertainment. So they believe it. So you imagine if you're a person, maybe an elderly person or not, and you watch one channel, and everything it says is the Democrats are evil and they're terrible and they're the stuff they're doing and crazy stuff, this just QAnon that the stuff they accuse Democrats of, they believe it 100%. They believe it. Just like you and I believe what we believe, they believe it. And I talk to very smart people, and I'm talking personal here, not people I talk to. And because of my business relationships, I always just kind of play it in the middle, right? Because I don't want to upset a customer. But I'll say something like, just kind of a little bit about Trump or something. And then I find out that they are pro-Trump 100%. Like they believe that he's the right man. And I'll say just what we said. I won't repeat it today because it's boring. I won't say it again, but all the stuff we just said. And they go, oh, Sean, that's not true. You can't believe all that stuff. And I'm like, I saw him say it. Like, what do you mean? I can't believe it. I'm not talking about a rumor or hearsay. I watched him say it, like, I don't understand, but I don't
Well,
know. I don't know.
I mean, we have a two-part episode this week, so we're gonna talk a little bit about AI as well, because it's been on our minds. We've had some conversations about it, but yeah, there are of course a lot of people that you know it's hard to know what is real and what is fake these
It
days.
is.
You
It
know, the
is.
lines are becoming more and more blurred, and there is everyone's opportunity and everyone's right to think, well, that's not real, and that is real, and it's all just our own perception. So really, again, we're talking about our own perception today. We're talking about our own perception of Donald Trump, our perception of Kamala Harris.
My problem with
But
all of
there is
this
evidence. You know,
is
there is
that
certainly evidence. I mean, you know, we talked about the indictments, we talked about the fraudulent activities, we talked about
absolutely.
the allegations, sexual allegations. These are all very real.
But how much the world has changed. When I was a kid, Gary Hart was supposed to be president. He was the
Yeah.
and he looked like a president. Everyone loved him. He got caught with a girlfriend, and that was it. It was over. He couldn't even run.
Yeah.
You imagine what Trump has been caught with: porn stars
Yeah.
and playmates and cheating and the three wives. And it used to be if you even had two wives, you couldn't be president. You know, like I mean, it's just,
Right.
and then we'll just go on and on and on. And now it's like he just, it's like used to be for the mobster, but we should start calling him the Teflon Don, man. Like he's Teflon. Nothing sticks to this guy. Like he just gets away with whatever he wants. And now, I'm not gonna be able to watch the news for 4 years because I can't stand watching him. He's an egomaniac. But
Totally.
my biggest problem with all of it, and then we'll switch subjects, is I don't think I worry about people. We've over the centuries and human beings, we have maps and we draw these lines, and you know, this person's over here and he's a Mexican and I'm here and I'm American and I'm a Canadian. Great. I know that's the way the world works, and you and I are very lucky. We live in one of the best countries, if not the best country in the world.
Absolutely.
But I don't want to see people suffering.
No, I
I
don't either.
saw a video of a little girl whose parents got taken away from her by Trump, and she's 9 and she's crying, and she goes, "Please, please, I just want my mom and dad." She's a little girl, and
Yeah.
there's people in the Ukraine now getting destroyed by another tyrant for no reason, for no reason. Just otherwise, he's just a tyrant. And Trump said that he was smart to do it. It was a smart move. It was his right to take it. There's people dying. People are dying and starving. And those people are just as important as you or I or Donald Trump or anybody else. And the pain and suffering. And then we're gonna the suffering that's gonna happen to trans people now. That their suffering and battle is going to get worse, and the gay and
Yeah.
lesbian community is going to get worse, and women's rights are going to get worse, and immigrants of all colors are going to get worse. Like,
Yeah.
that's what bothers me. It bothers
Yeah.
me. I've said
Yeah.
this before in the podcast, and I mean this. I'm not grandstanding. This is my heart. You
Yeah.
should not wake up in the morning and be scared to be who you are. Just for
No.
being you. Just for being you.
Absolutely.
You and
Yeah.
I are white, English-speaking, straight men.
We're lucky. We're
We're
privileged.
the luckiest. But there's
Yeah.
white, but down there, I believe there's a lot of white, English-speaking, straight men that all of a sudden think their rights are being trounced on because other people are getting rights. And that's not the way it works. Just because someone else is getting something doesn't mean you're losing it. Like, but that's what
Absolutely.
they want their power back. They want it. They say the good old days of the 50s and 60s. They were only good old days if you were a white, straight up English speaking man.
Absolutely.
They weren't good for a
Absolutely.
lot of other people, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, I better come down a notch, or I'm gonna get
That's good.
wound right up. So
Yeah, then.
I'm supposed to be impartial, I guess, as a podcaster, but I'm just a little wound up this morning. I can't be impartial when it comes to Donald Trump. I'm sorry, I can't.
I don't blame you. It's hard to be, it's hard to take a middle ground with this guy. It's just I think, you either like him or you don't. I don't think
Right.
there's not really a lot of in between on this one, right?
Let's put a pin in this for now, because we'll have lots of time to talk more about this as it goes on and see how he's doing over the next little while. I think we'll see
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. And
And
we
then
talked.
we'll have our
Yeah, we
own
talked.
election to talk about soon. I know a lot of people don't like Justin Trudeau. I personally am not one of those people, and we can talk about that. A lot of people don't agree with me, but I think Justin Trudeau's done a pretty good job. Which I know is probably controversial on its own, but we'll talk about that some other time too. But you had brought up a subject, AI.
Wow.
You sent me some information on AI, and it's pretty
Well,
interesting. So let's touch
oh
on
man.
that for a minute.
Revolutionary, yeah. So we were, you know, we were coming up with a topic in the last couple of days, and I happened to watch this video.
Before you go any further, what are you forgetting?
Topic? Oh,
Definition?
you want me to do the definition?
Buddy, you got to. It's not
We
the
didn't.
shirtless guys if we don't have a definition.
That's true. We didn't do it. Yeah, we couldn't really do a definition of the first.
No, that's undefinitionable.
Yes, AI is a field of study that involves creating machines and computers that can learn, reason, and act in ways that are typically associated with human intelligence.
Wow. I always say wow at the definitions, but that is a wow. I've never
Yes.
heard it. I've never heard it defined like that. It is trying to make it not just artificial intelligence, artificial human intelligence.
Yeah,
Act like
learn,
humans.
reason, and act in ways that are typically associated with human
And
intelligence.
that's the singularity, right? Till it can get to the point that we can't tell the difference between it and us.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I was introduced to this video, and I sent it to you. Ray Kurzweil, he's doing a TED talk. Definitely, we should try to add a link. Well worth watching. He's been involved in AI for 61 years. He is the longest standing educator in AI.
Holds the record.
Huh?
He said he holds the record for the longest one.
Record
I had no
holds the record.
idea AI's been talked about that long. I had no idea.
None. He talked about a German conference that they were at in 1956, I think he said. Yeah.
First time I heard AI was that movie that Spielberg did about the little boy that was, remember that movie? It was
That's
called
right.
AI. That was the first time
That's
I ever
right.
heard of AI.
Yeah. It's incredible video. I mean, it is mind-blowing. And it's short. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily want to have time to watch it. It's like 12 minutes long.
Yeah, exactly. And but I'm very worried because I don't know how to add a link, so
It's my okay. Well,
we'll
Ray Kurzweil,
figure it out. I'll figure
Kurzweil.
it
You Google him and it'll come up, trust
out. Here's
me.
your link. It's a vocal link.
Don't even Google him, just use ChatGPT.
Here we go. Or chat GPT.
We've been talking about it a little bit. It's become incredibly prevalent, the use of AI and the use of ChatGPT. And that's only one of many platforms. I think it's kind of the leading one at this point, but it is one of many platforms where you can, ask questions and get in answers just in seconds and very detailed. I mean, you use it.
I
I've
do.
started using it. I was resistant to it at first, but it's completely superseded Google. We talked about it before the podcast. There was a time where you either knew it or you didn't. Then there was a time where you like went to the dictionary to check something, and then there were various other books and things that you would go to, and then there were, of course, Google came along, and it was always okay. Well, let's just Google it, right? Well,
It
now
became a verb, Google it.
it totally did, yeah. And now it's become ChatGPT, and I've been looking for work recently. Landscape design has come to an end for the season. Looking for stuff. I've been using it for resumes, for cover letters, and it's completely seamless. And when you use it, sometimes it sounds too intelligent. So you have to go in
Right.
and sort of edit it and go,
Oh,
okay, well,
down.
this is too much, right? This
Yeah.
is too much. But, yeah, circling back to the TED Talk, you watched it. You wrote a few things down. There's some really, really incredible information here. I mean, he's talking about basically AI passing this test where it becomes you as a human, it beca you are unable to determine whether it is artificial intelligence or whether it is human. And that test is called the, what did I say? The Turing test.
Turing test, yeah.
So I'll read the definition of that. The Turing test measures the intelligence of a test subject to determine whether a machine can demonstrate intelligence. According to the test, a computer program can think if its responses can fool a human into believing it too is human.
It's scary.
It is scary.
Everything's scary this morning, but
It is scary. And
there was positives though. Like it
oh
was telling
yeah.
about that what it can do for medicine. Like, it can find cures. It's working on really good cures for cancer. And he's talking about that we're gonna get the point we're gonna it's gonna get it's gonna get inserted in our body through nanotech that it's gonna like literally be able to. It can, and we take on the Shivers guys, we try to talk a lot about mental health and men, what we can do, but this can actually not just help with physical ailments, it should be able to help with mental health too. It can go in there and fix your brain where it's
Absolutely.
rewired wrong. It can
Absolutely.
change your it's to the point it can change your looks, and it's going to be like your cell phone, but it's going to be in your brain. He said that we'll be able to talk every language. We can do whatever we want. It'll be it's unimaginable.
Some of the details that he discussed, he talked about the Moderna vaccine, right? And that there were, was it 2 million or 2 billion possible.
Oh, it was 2 billion, I think. It came up with a vaccine in 2 days.
Yeah, it took every single combination. And it used to be that they would, as scientists, they would go, okay, well, let's just try this one, let's just try this one, let's just try this one. It
That's why it took so long.
use of AI, yeah. They went through 2 billion combinations for the vaccine in 2 days and figured it out in 2 days. And Moderna to this day is the number one selling vaccine.
So
So
it wasn't.
just the time frame on that.
Think about how fast we had a vaccine for COVID. I mean, people
Yeah.
thought it was going to take years and years, and all of a sudden we had a vaccine. Like,
Yeah.
that's because of AI.
Yeah.
The lives
And
it saved just from COVID.
yeah. I
Thousands,
mean,
tens of
yeah.
thousands.
Absolutely. And there were, you touched on a few different things, but there are several other sort of major milestones that he's predicting, looking toward. And 2045
Yep.
is the point where he discuss he calls it the singularity. And that's when basically there's a collective consciousness. Like everyone will have access to all information.
It's unbelievable. It sounds like science fiction. It's been in science fiction. But it's amazing how many times science fiction pushes towards reality. It's almost because these science fiction writers, they hear about something that's being studied, so they put it in science fiction and make it, unreal. But
Yeah.
it's amazing how often it comes true. It's like, even little things. Like I remember watching James Bond as a kid, and he would have a radar tracker on a car, and like, oh wow, look at that, Now we all have a GPS in our hand all the time. I remember they used to Captain Kirk would talk to someone on a video. What are you and I doing right now? Think about what we're doing right now. 10 years ago, you and I are not looking at each other. We wouldn't even conceive of it, like, or 15 years ago, whatever the timeline is, it doesn't matter. But
Absolutely. Absolutely.
like I'm looking at my friend in Ontario and we're talking about this together and we're recording it. I mean, I'm not a television station. I'm a guy with a computer.
Well, and I think part of that, part of sharing this information is that as it becomes closer and closer, as it becomes more and more real, people will begin to accept it, or they won't, right? There will be a percentage of people that just like the vaccine, or just like other, they won't buy into it. They won't. So it would there would certainly be a debate around like if this information is available to you, if you could, connect to the cloud and know, learn every language, speak every language, know, I mean, obviously it would take time. It wouldn't happen instantaneously, but, would you choose that or would you not?
Well, you're right. There's people that won't choose it, but there'll be people lined up for it. Like just like they're lined up for the new iPhone 16, they'll be lined up for it. And
Absolutely.
to think that having basically Chat GPT in our brain, I was saying Chat GTP, but Chris told me that's only in Atlantic Canada. But if that was in our brain, think about that. We were talking, you just said when you need to know something now, you check with Chat GPT. Well, if it's in your brain, you just go, oh, I wonder who the second president of the United States was. Oh yeah, there it is. Oh,
Absolutely.
who won the F1 race yesterday? Oh yeah, there it is. What's the weather today? Oh, got it. I don't know why you got to turn to the right. I'm doing that, but maybe it's to the left. Maybe
You're
turn
looking
anyway.
up. Yeah.
Maybe you
Looking up.
blink. Whatever it is,
Yeah.
it's all there.
Interesting. Yeah.
But I said to you earlier, this has always scared me. If everybody is special and everyone's super intelligent, then nobody's special and nobody's super intelligent. Like if we're all on the same level, like does that mean if Chris says, oh, I got a pain in my stomach, my gallbladder, I go, oh, come here, lay down, get a knife out, I can do this.
I
Or
don't think so.
the planes crash, wait a minute, how do you become a pilot? Okay, move. I got it. I got it. Like
In a basic sense, perhaps, but not to that degree, not instantaneously. No.
no, I won't be operating on you. Okay.
You may be able to get simple directions about it, whether it be successful or not. I don't think I would let you do it.
Well, maybe I won't. Maybe there'll be no choice. Maybe I'll just knock you out because I'll know Kung Fu.
I think what, at least again, this is our opinion. I think what at least would happen in this kind of, world where we are able to learn anything we want to learn in the simplest way. We don't have to spend time reading 48 books. We don't have to, it's really just a streamline. Isn't it? It's not like it doesn't mean that every single person is going to know everything about everything. You're going to choose what you want to know about. But there will also be, but the information will be available to you at any given moment. So then you choose what path you take. But I think in the bigger sense, in a lot of these areas, again, and we haven't even touched on these other things, but in a bigger sense, it will be infinitely available to every human being. Whereas now, there are areas around the world where people just, you can't even get this. Like, I mean, we could talk about Central Africa, or we could talk about Siberia, or we could talk about places in the world where this information just isn't even available. And so then the question also that begs the question also, would it in fact be available to everyone, in this collective consciousness, in this singularity? Will it occur worldwide at 2045? Probably not. It will take a time to trickle down. But in the video, he also touches on just what's the other term? The velocity.
The longevity escape velocity.
This is mind-bending. The longevity escape velocity is a term that, again, through AI, through the development and research, and basically the elimination of the vast majority of diseases, cancer, leukemia, all these diseases will slowly be solved, for lack of a better word,
Eradicated.
will be eradicated. And so he was talking about current times. So right now we live a year, but based on medicine and information that we're using about health and wellness, we're actually can subtract 4 months from our lives. And he said it was by 2029. No, 2029, it will be 1 year to 1 year. So you would live a year, but based on information from AI, you could actually reverse that time. So you would basically be standing still. You would not, you would, aging would slow, disease would slow. And for all intents and purposes, after a certain period of time, Could you theoretically live forever? I mean, that's basically what they're saying.
Well, it would start reverse aging eventually.
Right.
You'd live a year, but you'd get a year and a half back, so you feel younger, getting younger, your organs would be doing better. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And another thing he talked about, not even on health, he talked about how people worry about having enough power for the world.
Right.
He said if we harness one 10,000th of the sun's power,
Yeah.
we could power the whole world.
Yes.
One, not one in a thousand, one in 10,000. So just one 10,000th. I'm having a hard time
Yeah.
with the word. I sound like Sylvester. One 10,000th of the sun, we could power the whole world.
Right.
So all we have to do is get the technology, but we also have to make it affordable.
We would, yeah,
I saw something the other day about how you could turn your house solar power, but I mean the cost is just huge. You can't. You'd have to
Yeah.
be rich.
No, well, presumably this will all change with this, with the information from AI that it would.
But something I thought of, what you just talked about, how who would have it and who wouldn't have it,
Yeah.
couple problems. I mean, there's the ones we all talk about how it's going to be Ultron or Skynet and it's going to wipe out people. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But you never know.
Yeah.
But I worry about every technology with even in the movie. What was the movie about the atom bomb that was so popular last year?
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Everything that's created is automatically weaponized. And that's the
Yeah.
truth. Everything new, someone figures out how to weaponize it, right? So they will weaponize this thing. If we can get it inside our body and all of a sudden we can be smarter and stronger and faster, well, someone will say, okay, well, our soldiers need that. Our weapons need that. We're going to put super soldiers just like Captain America out there. And if we can do that, well, they're not going to have that. So we're not sharing that intelligence. We're going to wipe that out. We're going to block that. We're going to stop it. And it's going to be a fight over AI before you know
Yeah.
it. And it's going
Yeah.
to cause multiple problems. It's going to be the, again, power, power, power. Everyone wants to be in power, right? It couldn't.
Yeah.
I've always dreamt. I'm a, you know, there's a, when you're a nerd, people will always say to you, are you a Star Wars guy or are you a Star Trek guy, right? I'm a Star Wars guy. I like
Me
both
too.
of them, but I prefer Star Wars. But what I've always loved about the Star Trek world is on Earth, there's no more famine or war or fighting. No one's on power trips. No one even gets paid. You put in society and you work and everyone moves forward. Everybody has enough to eat. Everyone has a place to live. And there's no war because no one's struggling for power. No one's trying to be this country's better than this. We're just a human race because they had to learn to that the Earth wasn't alone. So the Earth had to stand as one to compete in the universe, right?
Right.
That's where we need to get. And
Yeah.
even for the sake of global warming and saving our planet, it's going to have to get to a point where it's not the individual countries making the decisions about their countries. I don't mean in religious aspects or rights. I'm talking about when it comes to the environment.
Yeah, it's
Because
a collective.
what
Yeah.
is the point of you and I recycling pop bottles when there's countries doing more damage to the environment by themselves than every other person on the planet,
Yeah.
and it's going to have to come to the point that certain countries in South America can't just burn the rainforest down so McDonald's can have cows on them no, someone's going to have to say, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Right.
And it's going to have to be enforced
Yeah.
because we're going to have to get some sort of global powers, not the word I want to use, but global control over some of these issues,
Global,
an AI.
global. Yeah, just it's a global understanding and a global consciousness about what is right and wrong. I mean, we've been on a path of destruction, I think, for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Ever since we got industrial, for sure.
Yeah. And there is an awareness and that if we don't change things, the earth may not continue to exist. And I watched an interesting video.
Sorry, I want to hear what you say, but I don't think the Earth will exist. I just don't think we'll be on it. I think we won't exist.
Well, eventually, our sun will turn into a black hole and the Earth will cease to exist.
Yes.
That is a fact. So,
Yeah,
but
everything's gone eventually. Yeah.
that's 100 trillion years away. So that, nobody's worrying about
So my Lego
that.
collection's not going to matter.
No, it's going to be gone.
Aw.
I don't know. But it does, I mean, it does raise a lot of questions about what humankind, what our species, even animals, we talked about it before the podcast. You could have a pet that would just live forever, right? So we talked about it a little bit before. It raises this moral concerns about, like, are we playing God? But then we talked about it and we said, well, if we're all God's creatures and we've created it, then it's really where it's from God, isn't
There's
it? I mean,
also a problem. I listened to whatever he said, and listen, he was a very hopeful, positive guy. Not a great speaker, but a very
oh
hopeful,
no.
positive guy.
You like his
It was all
suspenders?
good things. But Chris, maybe it's not a good thing that we can all live that much longer. It sounds nice, but the world already, I'm going to talk about my world, which is Moncton, Riverview, New Brunswick, okay? I had a stroke a few years ago. I went to the hospital. They took great care of me. But I was put in a ward. A third to a half of the ward was elderly people that had gotten sick with Alzheimer's. They were crying a lot. They were hollering. They were scared. Nobody was coming to visit them. They were going to the washroom on the floor. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. The nurses overworked. These people or should be in homes, but there's no place for them in homes. So, and this is all because people used to die when they were 65 or 70, and people are living longer and longer. We're letting them live, we're keeping them alive with machines, even though their brains are gone. And I'm just like, can the world sustain if everyone lives? And it's like you said, I just lost my girl Ava. Everyone knows that, knows that. And I cried about her again last night. I got a keychain made of her, a dog tag that I'm going to put her ashes in. She's breaking my heart. I feel guilty for letting her go. And I couldn't, and you said pets could live forever. And immediately Ava came to my mind.
Of
But
course.
if all pets can live forever, then what happens to the pets that don't have, like, we can't all have 15 million dogs. Like, what happens to the other
No.
dogs? Like, dogs, I guess part of the circle of life is you have a pet for 15 years, they die, you get sad, you buy another pet, and then you give that pet a life, you know, like
No,
so
these
many
are a lot
questions.
of questions that I guess people will have to start to answer in the next 20 years or so. Because of course the Earth's population would be unsustainable. Eventually we would like so then we'd have to go to the moon or we'd go to Mars, and clearly we would start to begin to have the technology to do that. I mean, there's already discussion about going to Mars. And he talks about being a,
We have a rover that drives around Mars giving us pictures. That's amazing.
right.
Far
In the
away
video,
objects.
Kurzweil talks about being able to experience life in 11 dimensions. I don't even know what 11 dimensions mean. I mean, I think you ask a quantum physicist, I'm sure they do, but I have no idea. I have no understanding of that. So I think, at least getting the conversation going today about this, hopefully a few people will watch this video. It is mind-blowing.
It is.
And I'm sure some of the things that we're saying here today are mind-blowing for a few of our listeners. I hope that it
He
inspires
said
some conversation.
we can all talk every language.
Yeah, I hope it'll inspire some conversation over the dinner table tonight or whatever, but it is real.
I
It
wonder
this is
if I couldn't teach my body to grow gills and I could breathe underwater. I mean, or you talked about going to Mars. Maybe I could teach myself to breathe less air so I could survive on the moon. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
pushing it. I think
It's
you're pushing it.
It, I think you're not thinking hard enough. I don't think you're being creative enough. When I'm
You
living,
are being creative. You are a creative person. I think you're probably more creative than I am. But
when I'm the king of Atlantis, you're gonna be, holy shit, he
I'm
figured
coming to visit for sure.
it
I'll have to wear a suit. I won't have the gills yet, but
out. Well,
that's
listen, that's our time, but I think
probably
this
it.
is a little different than a lot of our podcasts. We don't usually get political or that, but I think it was on our minds, so I'm glad we talked about it.
Yeah, it's a significant day, so we figured we should touch base on it.
And AI was something that was on your mind, and I think it was very cool to talk about it. I also know that It was a very rudimentary conversation. We don't know what we're
Oh, basic is
talking about.
that basic as basic gets.
Yeah, I mean, it's just basically two guys, the chivalrous guys, just saying, "Hey, this is something else. Like, let's start the conversation." But it is something I want to dig into and learn more about. I started
Well,
using
and
ChatGTP to write or ChatGPT to write poems to my wife and my, stuff like that. But I mean,
yeah, I'm
I
not.
started using it for work, and I started using it for other things in my resume and my book, and
Yeah. In the months and years to come, it's obviously going to become more and more prevalent. People will start engaging with it more and more, it's real. Let's
real.
be honest. It's this is happening, unless
Well,
something goes horribly wrong before then. It's possible.
it's all possible. All right. Well, we'll say goodbye. I'm gonna I usually just end the Zoom call and then we go our separate ways. I'm just gonna stop the recording today so we can talk for a second after, if you don't mind. Just for a second. But that was a good one. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Me too. Me too. Thanks.
I think next year we're I think next week, the week to come, we got a guest coming on, a friend of mine that's been struggling with cancer. Anyway, I think it's going to be interesting to hear someone's point of view on all this,
Absolutely.
and maybe even his point of view on what AI might be able to do. You never know. So,
Absolutely. Yeah.
anyway, goodbye, everybody. Hope everyone has a great
Yeah,
week.
brother.
We'll see you next.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a great day.
Looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah.
Hi, everyone.